Hello, questers from around the world. Very good episode last night. How is everybody doing? A lot of rain here. One day of sun, 10 days of rain and wind. Lordy, 40. Holy Muyan. Wait for people to get the notification bell, the ones that chime in when I chime in. And then, from Canada, the queen of synopsis for tonight, here's Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hello, John. Hi, everybody. It's good to be here, as always, on this very rainy night in southern Ontario. I love being with y'all.
And there's Judy. We might have to start building the ark. Talking about the Ark of the Covenant, we need a boat.
Right, you got it. Maybe we could get a Viking longboat.
Yeah, well, I'll be in that. Paddling down to Daniel's house in Florida.
There you go. I'll go for that. He's got a swimming pool, so yeah. I love to swim.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let me get my hellos in here. Go all the way back here. Hello, Gloria. Hello, Becky. Hello, Jeff M. Hello, Brenda. Hello, Lards. Hello, Ross. Hello, David. Hello, Gregory. Hello, Becky Gilmore. Hello, Patsy. Hello, Gary. Hope you're feeling better. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Joe. Hello, Luann. Hello, Daryl. Hello, Scott. It's got to be Sydney. Hello, Sydney. Hello, Professor. Hello, Tammy Hurst. There's Franklin. Hello, Linda. Hello, Robot. Hello, Julie Neal. Nancy. On the Facebook side, please, if you want a free Quest hat, we only have another show after this and then the final. Please put hashtag hat in the chat to win a free Quest hat. And if you do, a very readable address, no initials. And if you're international, I need your phone number for stamps.com. And we'll go from there. Hello, Tim. Hello, Steve Froster. And if you put hashtag hat in on the Facebook side, that's a what, Judy? Nope, not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, so make sure you do it right, guys, if you want that hat.
Right, and I'll mail it out tomorrow morning. And also, every Wednesday, I'm still looking for Jumpier GT. He has earned a free hat by being a member of the YouTube membership. So if you ever see him in chat, let me know, or Judy, if you see him somewhere in chat. I think he's just a YouTuber because I can't contact him no other way. So it's for Jumpy or GT. You have a free Quest hat coming to you, no matter where you live.
I'll watch for it, John.
You know, it's very hard to, like, message somebody on YouTube, not like Facebook.
It
you know what I mean? Yeah.
It is, yes.
But his hat will be here forever. He earned it. So whenever he gets together, we'll send it to him right away. Hello, Donna Golden. And I still see people putting hashtag hat in Facebook. Linda McGowan, just let StreamYard use your profile picture and they just take your name. Just press agree above and that's all they do. If I trust them, you guys can trust them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be part of anything that I don't trust, you know, Judy?
Right, exactly, John. I know you well enough to know that.
Yep-er. All right, let me thank my YouTube membership. Here we go. Thank you to the supporters that help out every month. Sandra, Jumpier, Betty, Mark, Tammy, Luke, Patricia, Sideways, David, Caroline, Super, Becky, Wayne, Alina, Paul, Carol, Virginia, Gary, Rebecca, Barbara, Starlene, Jeff, Sandollar, and Roxy. I thank you all for your support on a monthly basis. Some are getting close to 3 years straight, Judy.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Also want to thank Joanne and Hardaby on the Patreon side. And also you, Judy. Thank you for you, what you've been doing all year long, synopsis and everything else, and being with me on Wednesday nights. I thank you so much for what you do.
You're so welcome, John. I love being here.
Hello, Peter. Also, Daniel. Your content is immeasurable. I thank you for all you do. And also, Charlotte, for what she does and presents. I thank you so, so much. And, of course, we're still praying for Mouyan Osprey. I hope he comes back. Haven't heard a peep. Everybody's got their thing to do. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, they do, John. Let's hope he does. Because we sure do like his work.
Right. Here's Daniel's and Charlotte's Oak Island Compendium. It returns. Please support them the way you support me on their blogs. I thank you so much. Even Raymond thanks them so much.
Daniel just put something on I think I should read, John. He says, our analysis is slightly delayed today because the compendium has come across some information regarding the hair under Coney and related items that reportedly have been found on Oak Island that is quite shocking. Okay, Daniel. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't see that in the YouTube side. Yeah, there it is. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Let me put that up. Regarding the hair, how does he find out the stuff so fast? It just happened last night.
I know. I don't know how he does that. He's amazing.
Maybe he's not really Daniel Spino. Maybe maybe this is Rick Lagina.
Maybe. Who knows, eh?
What do you think, Judy? What do you think, gang? Is Daniel Spino, is this Daniel Spino?
He seems to know things Rick would know, right?
And there's my gang. Judy, Kathy, Tanya, the professor, Tammy, Jeff, Daniela, Starlene, and Gloria. I thank them so much. And there they are. I think they're them, but I'm not sure.
We have a great team.
Yep. Here, we're praying for Mouyan Osprey to come back. I always give him a shout out. Daniel, my real name is Bond. James Bond.
Good one, Daniel.
We got to figure this guy out. Also, I haven't heard a thing about the tours, Judy. And if it's this late, almost May, I think it's a nay. But go see my friend Tony Sampson. Tell him Johnny sent you. Get a boat cruise around the island, whatever the heck else he does. Drink a couple of beers with them. Have a couple of shots. Enjoy your time with Salty Dog Sea Tours.
And that in itself is something to look forward to.
And there's our little logo with the green trees.
Love that logo.
Next week, episode 24, season 11, called a hairy situation. So it must have something to do with this hair that I think Ashley or something was betting. It might be an ox hair.
Yeah, somebody else just said too, I think, you know, Linda said, I think it's animal. We'll see.
And hello, Kathy, the hook's in the house. And that's what we got going there. And I got to thank my moderators all year long. We're coming to an end. Tammy, Judy, Daniel, Starlene, Kathy, and Tanya from Portugal. Also on the YouTube side, Jeff M., David B., and Gloria on the YouTube side. And a lifetime contributor, boy, can we use him now, the Starman, Chris Dona. I got to thank most of my members. They come from the Quest of Oak Island Facebook book. Quest of Oak Island Facebook group. About 69,000 of us. We're live to Facebook and YouTube today. I do put things on Twitter, Discord, Instagram. Also, our members on Spotify. Now we're not on Anchor anymore, Judy. I guess Spotify took over for Anchor. So we're on Spotify for podcasters. Still going to Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Amazon Podcast with Alexa.
We're all over the place.
What do you guys think of Season 11, Episode 23, Coney Island? I like the way Rick just jumped into the mud and just put his hands all over. I don't even know why he did that to even get that rock. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you mean Marty. Marty did that.
What did I say?
Yeah, you said Rick.
Marty, yeah, Marty.
Yeah, because we're used to Rick doing that, right? I was shocked when Marty got in there. I have to admit I do.
You know, it didn't make any sense, but maybe the production told him jump in there in his earpiece.
Maybe. Yep.
And then the other thing, as I'm watching the program, guys. Hello, Franklin. One thing sort of shocked me. Not shocked me, but I don't know. When we went to that place in Europe where they had the big mound of separated flat stones, that there's this poor lady in a wheelchair, in a mechanized wheelchair on top of this hill. I said, how the heck did she go up in there?
That was my thought too, right away.
What'd they do? Helicopter drop her in there?
I'll tell you, if it was me, I'd be on my side or something for sure, down the hill.
Right. You must have had the emergency brake on there, or piles of 2x4s behind the wheels or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my first thought. Isn't that something? How did she get up there?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But Ashley said, Ashley, you think just like me. What's this lady doing? She's a historian. Okay, but holy schmoly, lordy, 40. And it's cold. They got their coats on. It's windy. So, this lady's going to crash.
Brave woman, anyway, for sure. She takes her research seriously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She must have, like, the mud and snow tires on that thing, like an ATV to get up in those hills to go. But, you know, she's dedicated like everybody else and all the researchers with this project. And for history, they just nonstop digging. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, just like Daniel and Charlotte. I don't think they ever stop.
Yep. Here's a little thing that our new moderator on YouTube, David Burroughs, sent me. He went to go see the eight-pointed, what do they call that, star?
Yes.
And he took some pictures for us. So I want to thank David for what he does, all that little extra stuff. I just love it. That's why, you know, those guys say something on TV, and then we actually go there and take pictures or drones or whatever to see what's going on. And it's like a confirmation of, yeah, this stuff is really there. But then we want to see it, too, as they talk about it. We might have saw it years ago because some of the flashbacks are not as current as what they're saying. You know what I mean, guys?
Right. Yes, John, get it.
Yeah, it'll give us flashbacks of 7 years ago, but what about a flashback that's still fresh in our mind over here to tie something in? So here
That'd
we go.
Be a good thing to do. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Let me see what David sent there. Hope everything comes out. I still want to get the Mi'kmaq president of Nova Scotia on this podcast.
Wow.
The chief of Nova Scotia. So I'm still trying. I guess she just doesn't do them, I guess.
That's too bad. It would sure be nice to meet her.
And this is what it's saying. The Mi'kmaq sacred place up there near the eight-pointed star. Again, I thank David for going up there and taking these photos.
Wow, that is unreal, isn't it?
Now, I don't remember seeing this on the show. Do you guys remember seeing this on the show?
I don't, all of this. I remember seeing that star, but in another place.
Well, this is the place.
Right. But wasn't there one? I kind of remember one in another spot, too. But if they did show this, which they obviously did, then they just showed the star. They didn't show the rest of it.
No, I'm pretty sure, but my mind is burnt. So this is what we're seeing that they don't show us. You know, they cut it, they edit it. You know, they give you 1 second and offer off to the Choice Drilling or someplace. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I'm sure that's what they must have did.
Yep. And they hang all these things on the trees and everything for the spirits. I'm pretty sure they didn't show us that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Ray. Thanks for coming in. We're showing the eight-pointed star up there in Nova Scotia. I think that mound you see underneath there, that's where the star is. You see that mound in the background in the shade there?
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
We're seeing a lot of stars, a lot of crosses with four dots. Goose paw we saw in Europe. Goose paw, Nova Scotia area. Very, very interesting.
Yes, it was interesting to see that.
But the stuff they hang on the trees before you go see the eight-pointed star. So when you go out there and look, this is what you're going to see. I wish the show would show us this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if they would? I have a native dream catcher here. You put it on your window, and it catches your supposedly catches your bad dreams so that you won't dream them.
Yeah, you see the dream catcher hanging right there, the first tree.
Right, yes. That's what reminded me.
But, you know, the show's got to cut and edit, so this is what we're here for, to bring you the up-to-date stuff. And we saw this eight-pointed star 11 years ago and never saw the stuff walk into it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Wow, 11 years.
Mm. Yeah, Daniel, they were all over the place last night.
Oh, I agree, Daniel.
We got better pictures of the eight-pointed star. I think David went back or got some water or something. I really appreciate it, David. And there she bees. Let you guys take a look. You know, they usually poured water over the outline, or they got their IG team to, you know, put them red lines in there to see it. You know what I mean? How they do it with the computer.
Right.
That's way beyond me, guys.
Well, we can see it, John.
There's the two pictures, the final pictures. David, I thank you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, David. Wow.
Yeah, Daniel, what about my 150 screenshots? I don't get no credit to. This is not Daniel Spino. This has got to be Rick. Here's David. Glad to share with you guys. We thank you for anything you can do or any kind of pictures up there. We thank you so much, David. Ready. Then at 10 p.m., I try to find it, but I had a little bit of the digging down with Matty Blake called The Evolution of the Dig. And in this program last night, Judy, I couldn't find it. I was all over the place. I should have time stamped it when Steve Guptill said something about the finds with Gary. He found over 4,000 finds and maybe 1,000 this year. I couldn't catch it.
Wow.
I caught it real quick and it went by me so fast. It wasn't even a screenshot or something. You know what I mean?
Right. It must have, because I missed it.
So he said something in that area. If anybody finds out, I think he said it for this year, this season, you know, when they were in Michigan, how many they found.
Right.
And just to tell you how much we see, we don't see thousands, not proof of soda top, pop cans, nails, and stuff like that. But imagine the percentage we see is very, very low. That's tied into the show that's show worthy, I guess, you know?
Right, exactly. So you wonder how much stuff they find that is no good at all.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, John Tammyhurst says that Gary had 4,000 and the archaeologists had 1,000.
Very good, Tammy. You heard what I heard then?
Thank you, Tammy.
There's somebody on. So I'm not just hearing things, right?
No, you wear it. How about that?
Then they're talking about the early days. Thank you, Tammy. I guess so, Ross. They carried those boulders or had oxen on carts. Who the heck knows? If we knew that, we'd know the story of Oak Island. You know what I mean?
Right. Got it.
They floated them over there. What? Where? And they're talking about Dr. Spooner. You know, I had to get this of Dr. Spooner, Judy. You'll see.
Okay.
And this is when we got the first date of that stick under the big road or dock or whatever they want to call it that they knew was there since 1795. Imagine that.
Yes, that is amazing when you think about it.
And that was the first date we got. But that's not all I got from Dr. Spooner. Then he was asked this famous question. The amount of silver that he sees in his water testing that contains a fair bit of silver, he says. And bingo. It's a Gerhardt dump truck, Marty. Oh, baby. I've been looking for that dump truck for a couple of years now, Dr. Spooner.
He's going to be smiling ear to ear if they find it. And we're all going to be going, really?
Yeah. They'll give them a bonus. I don't know how much they pay these guys, but they'll give them a bonus. I'm pretty sure they don't do all this for free.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Jack says, oh, wow. Or, no way. He says, for this year, we still only got 2 episodes left. When he said this, well, we have some carbon dating coming up. I'm thinking, where, guys, the dates on the wood below the garden shaft? Because we haven't heard a thing.
Right. Let's hope it is.
What else do we have to wait for? Let's see. The wood under the garden shaft that they brought up. They tagged it all that I had pictures of. You got to go back to my YouTube podcast to see, or Facebook group. Quest of Oak Island. I think that's the only thing we're looking for. You know what I mean, Judy?
I think you're right, John. I can't think of anything else. Well, hopefully we'll have those dates.
Yep. And the Spooner man and his partner in their last final assessment, if you will love it. So maybe they're going to find entesis with this. 1 6-inch borehole in the baby blob. I don't think they'll be coming up with silver and stuff, but the analysis or assessment, they said here, remember, this is final assessment. Didn't say final find. It said final assessment that it's so high that in season 12, they're going to call Vanessa up and sink in a 14-foot caisson because of the water problems. It cannot go horizontal, and that'll be sort of our season 12 and in between with theorists and looking for the Ark of the Covenant in the swamp. Of course, if they find the Ark of the Covenant in the swamp, I will eat my hat that's still out there. And at least if we can find some crumbs that something was there and gone, or some kind of direction, I'm still skeptical on, you know, I hope something's there, but I don't think so. My own personal opinion. If it was there, it's gone. But if we can find some crumbs, not just other searcher crumbs, you know what I mean? Like from original depositors, and more specific evidence of Templars being there, not just the history books, just not people writing books about it, but actually have something in your hand, evidence, hard evidence, then Johnny will be aboard. Right now, I just shake my head and just hope for the best. And that's what I got. What do you think, Judy?
Oh, I'm with you, John, 100% on that. And I'm at the point now where if we just solve the mystery, I'll be happy.
Unbelievable. So that was what was on Drilling Down last night. So I'm going to remove this. And there I am. And at this time, I'm going to get Judy's picture up here, the Queen of Synopsis. Where is she here?
What, no rant tonight, John?
No, the rant yesterday burnt me right out.
Okay.
I always got to say my piece. And then once I say it, it's not really a rant. It's just, you know, you got to say something after 11 years with the trolls and everything else. Sometimes I don't say anything. Most of the time, 95%, I don't say a lot of things. But that was my little rant from yesterday, and I'm good.
And you did very well, too.
Yep. All right, Judy.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. When you're ready.
Okay, thank you. We're doing season 11, episode 23, Coney Island. Episode 23 opens on a chilly new morning in the Money Pit area where the team is telling Marty that the first new borehole gave them nothing. Marty says the scientists are sure there is metal here and we are going to find it. So keep digging. The team then begins the drilling of borehole Bravo 1. Over on Lock 5, Marty and Jack arrive to see the progress of the dig. Helen informs them she found big chunks of creamware, some as large as half bowls, in the subsoil, so she knows they have not reached the bottom yet. She also shows them an area of blue-gray clay that could match the clay from deep in the money pit. Marty takes a sample for testing. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, Corian and Jocko have taken the team to Valkenburg Castle, where in the 14th century, the Knights Templars were imprisoned. They point out the many Templar symbols on the walls, such as a four-dot cross and a goose paw, a Masonic symbol for Templars, like the ones on Oak Island. Corian then shows them a Templar carving of a sail on a Viking ship. Could this be a clue that the Vikings and Templars were connected? They believe that the Templars fled north from here, then on to the New World. The following morning on Oak Island, the team has gathered on Loch 10 at the site of Coney, the southernmost point of Nolan's Cross. With the help of Billy and his team, using a crane lift, they lift Coney off the ground in order to look under it. The hole is filled with water, but Marty goes down into it anyway and brings up a handful of leaves, then what looks like a small rock. Upon examination, they all agree it looks to be a chunk of cement, so Marty takes a sample for testing. 3,400 miles east, the team has arrived on the island of Bornholm in Denmark at Nylar's Church, built by the Templars in the 12th century. In the church, they find large rune stones, olive green in color, like the 90-foot stone of Oak Island. The symbols also match some of the marks on the 90-foot stone, like an arrow, dots, and many more. The team moves to Massabach to meet up with researcher Jean Cordua at a hill that has 3,000-year-old rock carvings made by the local people that are of religious and navigational origin and align with the stars. The most interesting carving to the team is of a large Bronze Age compass that is pointing north directly at the North Star and is shaped like the four-dot cross and 3,000 years old, which, as Rick points out, is before Christianity. They also come across a sunstone, which is a block of translucent minerals used by sailors to enable them to follow the sun on overcast days. The team then discovers symbols that match the five stone piles on Loch 15 on Oak Island. Both of these sites seem to align with the star cluster Hyades. Could it be a coincidence? The following morning, as the team continue the drilling in the Money Pit area, Rick and his team arrive at the Ladby Viking Museum on Bornholm Island, where they meet up with curator Anne Jepsen Nyborg. This is the burial place of the King of Ladby, who was buried in a 70-foot-long Viking ship. Doug shows Anne a picture of the artifact found by Robert Dunfield in the 1960s, and she assures them this is an arrowhead for a longbow and brings out one from the museum that looks the same. She states these were used by the Vikings from the 800s to the 1200s. The episode ends back on Oak Island in the lab where the team is getting the test results of the rock found under Cone E the day before. Emma has put it through the XRD X-ray machine, and it shows the artifact to be made mostly of quartz along with other minerals. And she says there is nothing unusual here for clay. Laird then shocks the team by telling them that he found a hair embedded in this rock of clay. Stunned, Marty asks if anyone has seen this before, and all answer no. Jack then asks how did it get under a 60-ton boulder and declares it had to have been placed there. Jack adds, can we do a DNA test on it? Will they? Will they do a DNA test? Join us next week, fellow questers, to find out. And in the meantime, stay safe, please.
Thank you so much, the Queen of Synopsis. There she is. This will be posted on Quest of Oak Island Facebook page. Now, last week, I had to leave early, so I didn't post Judy's voice on Patreon, but I think I can do that tomorrow, as long as I don't get any calls. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, yes. Getcha.
Very, very good. You know, people ask, like Robot, well, how did they move these 60-ton boulders? There's no oxen. There's no horses in the year 1200. I mean, it's dated 1200, so they had to do it before the 1200. Who knows what kind of sleds they used?
Yes, John, that's true.
You know, if it was all water. Oh, there's Dee Dee. Oh, there you go. Thank you so much, Dee Dee. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
You know, how do you move a 60-ton boulder? Well, how did they do the pyramids? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, we still don't really have the answer for that, do we?
But then when Jack says this, under a 60-ton boulder, the hair was placed there. Now, wait a minute. You're telling me before they moved this boulder, somebody plucked the hair and placed it under the rock before they put the rock down? No, the hair wasn't placed there. The hair fell off of something.
Right, I agree.
But I understand how hair on mummies in the dry deserts and up in the hills in the frozen Everest, how hair is preserved in the mummies and seal coffins. And I didn't Google this at all because it's just coming to my mind yet. How long does a hair last in a muddy, non-bacterial environment? I have no idea. What do you guys think?
I wouldn't know the answer to that either. And I kept thinking, how in the world would they find a hair? But it being embedded in the rock, otherwise they wouldn't have found it.
Laird used a microscope to look for fine details in the rock, and that's how he found the hair.
Right, yes.
Lewis, I hope the hair is from a dinosaur. Linda, there was no oxen or horses, like Robot says, there before the 1200. Daniel Spino, that can't be Daniel. We need someone from Rogaine to answer that question.
Oh, dear.
But the
I
whole,
know a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, guys, the hair was not loose. The hair was embedded in this clay that turned into rock or whatever it is. It was embedded. You know what I mean, Judy? It wasn't on top of the rock. It wasn't loose in the rock. That little rock, it was embedded inside. So maybe that's what preserved it. I have no idea, but that's what I'm looking at.
Now, one of our members here, Jeannie, said, could that rock have rolled in as they moved the big one?
Yeah, but it still doesn't say how it got embedded in the rock. The hair's in the rock.
Right, exactly. The only thing I can think of is somebody was mixing clay and the hair fell in and that was it.
They were making a clay pot to put some alcohol in to boil it down to whiskey as they were eating cabbage near the fireplace.
Yes, there you go. That all fits on Oak Island.
All righty. Like I said, this will be posted. Her synopsis will be posted on our Facebook page for all to see and read details that have not seen the episode or can't afford cable TV anymore. I hear you guys where you're coming from. And I thank you, Judy, for that synopsis.
You're welcome, John. It was a fun one to do.
If Don't forget, hashtag hat for the people that have not won a hat. I don't know, Rick. If you can grow a hair there, you can grow a hair anywhere. Hair club for men. Hello, Daryl. I can grow a hair on a rock. You're telling me I can't have your ball head covered with hair within 3 days. Listen, here's a rock. It's got a hair on it. Please send $9.95, and if you act now, we'll send you another one absolutely free. Call this number, one chick, 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 pork, chick, 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 and you'll get a special discount. Just put this code in, hair.
You got it, John. Ashley says maybe it's a murder weapon. Hadn't thought of that.
Hello, Brett. He was killed from a slingshot, the Mi'kmaq Indian. This is a stone in the slingshot. And killed a what? A Viking? A Templar? Or just a hunter? That is the question. Murder by follicle. How do we come up with these things?
I don't know. I can't even imagine, John. Are we all getting a little maybe itchy for the end of the season?
Yeah, we're all getting... Well, I'm already burnt out, so I'm way ahead of you guys. Alrighty, let's get into some screenshots before it gets too late. Who knows, Robot? They just tell us, I mean, we're not going to go weigh it, so I don't know if it's a 60-ton. Those tow trucks, you ever watched the other program, how they pull those big semi-trailers out of ditches and snowbanks, and sometimes they use two tow trucks, but 60 tons, 50 tons, what's the difference, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
All right, let's get into some screenshots here. And here we go. Yep, Judy. That tangible evidence. Yep, that's what we're lacking. Yeah, David, I say the same thing. Well, they got to make it sound good. You know, 60 tons, maybe 20 tons doesn't sound good. I don't know. That's why the straps fell off at the first time. You see that?
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, we need another strap. Okay, they just smashed something. As they're drilling and those four holes in the where? In the baby blob. At the sausage table. Sausage! We need some sausage over here. Adamari, there's nothing in the situ, unfortunately. Nothing here. Nothing here but the hot dogs and the potatoes. No gold, no silver. The diamonds and no diamonds. Did you strike oil? Oh, no, we didn't strike oil. What the heck you guys finding? Nothing.
Oh, dear. I don't think we've ever heard nothing before from those guys.
Remain determined. Yes, sir. Yes, Marty. There they are, Choice Drilling. They're the only people making all the money right here, this guy here.
Right, they sure are.
Just drill another one. Just drill another one. Just drill another one. Lordy, 40, holy moyan. And they always got to stick this in there that could finally solve the 229-year-old mystery Now they're into that bank. I wanted to show you. That's how far in the bank and the woman's memorial they are. You see that, Judy?
Right. Yes, John. I didn't realize it was that far in.
Yep.
Wow.
Of course, here's my tattoo. The baby blob. I trace evidence of gold and silver. Okie dokie. Yep, Rowdy Roddy. At the depth of 80 to 120. That's what I'm saying now, Judy, even Brian Farrell, that you saw that little clip I sent today.
Yes, I did see it.
They're definitely going to put in a caisson because of the water problem there. And just dive it if there's anything that comes up on the drill bit. You know what I mean?
Okay, that, all right, gotcha. Well, that will be interesting to see one of those go down again.
Yeah, it would be great to see Vanessa again.
Yes, it would be. I hope she comes.
And Marty says to the Bisonos, we're definitely drilling in the right spot. Okay, Marty, whatever you want to do, we find the spot, we put the drill down, we fill the hole. A 6 foot, 6 inch hole. We drill again. We don't find this spot, we find another spot. And if we don't find that spot, we find another spot. You know what I mean, Kumasikyama, yeah.
Daniel says we need Burl Ives to sing Silver and Gold with this graphic.
Yep. Marty says there's still a big whopping bunch of metal. Is he saying metal as the dump truck of silver? What's he saying? Bunch of metal. Okay, Marty.
He said it that way before, but I'm sure he means the silver.
Bravo, well. Oh, bravo. So there's Bravo 1. You see that dot, white dot way up on top, guys?
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you.
That's how far they are in to the bank there. I really don't remember that spot. And I got a question. It's not a rant, but a question. You ready, guys?
We're ready.
You guys tell me if there was a previous drill hole there that Dr. Spooner tested the water at Bravo 1 that showed a high concentration of gold and silver. I don't remember. I remember around the baby blob, but I don't remember way the heck against the bank.
No, do I, John. That's why when you showed this, I hadn't realized just how far up it was. I don't remember anything being done up there.
He went through other holes that were open, Dr. Spooner, obviously, to go down 100 feet, 150 feet to test the water. But this Bravo 1 comes out of where, though? I thought we were in the baby blob, but this Bravo 1's got Johnny a little confused.
Me too, because I thought we were in the baby blob.
So am I the only one confused? Or did I miss something last night?
Well, I'm confused. Anybody know anything more about it? Please let us know.
And it's like, okay, well, he couldn't test the water at Bravo 1. Because there's no hole to test that Bravo 1. Sure, 10X, garden shaft, all the holes. We see all the holes around the baby blob, below the baby blob. So I don't know. So I just scratched my head on that one. Put that other one. Put that in the Oak Island bank.
There you go.
And there it is in red. Bravo 1 near the baby blob. Yeah, about 15 feet away. Those squares, I think, are 5 foot square.
Scott Lonsbury says, nope, looks like a new area to me.
So every square, say that top of 5, 10, say 12 feet away, Bravo 1 is. Why drill there? I have no idea. So that was another question I had. And after 11 years, they're just giving me more questions. I don't know how much more I can take. My own personal opinion.
John, I'm the same. But I'll be all ready for the new one starting in November. This year, though, I'm confused.
Yep, yep. There's where they're drilling. You see the Choice drilling rig right there. How they found that Bravo 1, that's what I'm trying to find out. Maybe I blacked out during that time when they explained this Bravo 1 drill site.
I am sure they didn't, John. I'm fairly sure they didn't.
You know, they would say, you know, like David says, not unless they got some info that they're not telling us.
Right, that could be. And Scott says the bank looked like it was freshly dug back. It did.
I don't know. I noticed those things. I don't know why, but the way my brain's wired for this Oak Island show for 11 years, I never look at where they're at. I look at what they're trying to do, and it just gets more confusing.
But you never seem to miss anything, Mr. Stemmer.
Yeah, and there's the red dot for where? Lot 5. Whoa, you guys are deep. There's Helen.
They have gone a long way down in that pit.
Yeah, and Moya digging away. And down they go. But they didn't show us no creamware, though. You notice that one? They showed us like a cartoon thing.
Right, yes.
She was doing the final scrape in this orangey soil. Like half bowls of creamware. A ton of stuff. Well, show us. We want to see it. I don't care what the heck it looks. It looks like a half bowl, a full bowl, pieces. We want to see it. As fans, we want to see it.
Right. It would have been that. Yeah, I'd like to have seen a half bowl.
They give us this picture. The cartoon. The animation. Whatever the heck you call it. They couldn't take a picture? They're right there with her. Well, they must be cutting costs.
Maybe, John.
You got to cut back. And off we go, 3,200 miles to the east of the Netherlands. What a beautiful looking place, Judy.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Lordy, Florida.
Look at it. Just look at it.
There they are at the castle in Netherlands. And we got to go to all the torture chambers. That's real good family time.
Yes. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Rowdy, we got one more show after this. And then the last show after that will be the final episode. So we got one more next week's Tuesday. Then the week after that, Tuesday, that's it. We're done.
Right. There's no more drilling downs because next week at 10 o'clock is Skinwalker. So the drilling down are done.
Yep. If you believe in wormholes and aliens and everything else, you go watch that show. It's not for me.
But, John, it's so interesting, and they're real scientists.
Would they find anything yet? Just like the Bigfoot, it's always foggy. The aliens, it's always blurred out, or it's foggy. You think in 2024, they would have a clear picture of something by now. But, no, they're all foggy, and I can't take it.
Well, if they ever find an alien, I'll make sure I call you.
Yeah, okay. Where's this castle? Very interesting, though. You know what I mean? Very interesting, this older stuff, the Koreans.
It must have been really something in its day.
Yeah. Of course, We have to go to the dungeon for all the people that are not all plumb. Hey, got to watch the show. They're going into a torture chamber. That's what I like.
There you go.
And here they are going down a ladder into the torture chamber. And this is what they wanted to show them down in this section. Those symbols there on the wall, 14th century. There you be. They're always going back to the H-O stone with the four dots, the cross in the middle, the circle with the dot. We see that all over the place as they see them, you know, Judy?
Right. It's amazing how many places they have found those particular symbols.
Scott, I think some of them said they did it with their fingernails. Or if they had a fork, like a fork or an old spoon or something.
Yeah, when they were in Dome, they said they would sometimes use their teeth, pull a tooth out and use it.
Yeah. Nice. Beautiful. Just what I want to hear. There's a goose paw there, like we saw near Oak Island. I think it was 80 miles away from Oak Island, 60, 80 miles away from Oak Island, Goose Paw.
Yes.
So, well, I'm going to die in this torture chamber anyways. Let me pull out my front teeth because my molars are not going to make any sharp grooves making this cross. Let me pull out my front teeth because they're not feeding us anyways. So I might as well draw pictures on a rock before they kill us anyways. That would be the first thing coming to my mind.
Yeah, sure.
First thing in my mind would be take my teeth out, make them sharp, and stab the people that come in and they open the door. You stab them and run away.
Exactly.
Not scratching crosses and rocks. But that's just me. Very, very nice.
Ashley says, being serious for once, how many cultures share similar symbols? We're all human after all. That's it. We don't know how many cultures have used these symbols.
Hello, Scottish Digger. Thanks for coming in. Then I saw this face. Is this a face? Did they say anything? Is this a self-image? Is this like a selfie of somebody?
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
You know what I mean? What do you think?
I am not sure what that is, but it looks like a nose to me.
It got no ears, though.
No, none.
One eye, one nose, a couple of lips, no ears. So it must be a selfie that you did, a selfie of yourself in the rock. And where's all the soot from the candles that they lit? The sea in there. No light bulbs in here. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It had to have been dark.
And here's the Mason Mark in Nova Scotia, which looks the same as the one in that castle, Judy.
Right.
And there's our good friend, Corian. Hello, Eric. And then when Corian said this sometimes describes a Viking sail, I really didn't get it, you know what I mean, until they showed a side-by-side picture of a Viking sail. What do you think, guys?
Right. Yeah, because it looked off to me.
And then they're explaining to they had these sails with the horizontal. And boom. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going with this one. may be depicting a Viking sail.
Right. It does look similar, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the design is vertical. I thought the Vikings had mostly... No, I think white, more just plain white sails. How are they going to put designs on? I think they were more on sailing the seas, but not as much as having designed sails. You know what I mean, guys?
Right, John. I have not seen enough of them to know the answer to that.
Yeah, me neither. So that's where he's coming with that, yeah.
Yeah, and Scott points out that there's no boat under the sail on the wall.
There it is, right there. Some kind of boat right there.
Oh, there it is. See it, Scott?
I don't know what they're trying to say here. Crosses and drawing boats on your torture chamber. Well, let me just get up and draw a boat on the wall. I guess your mindset is all over the place, but maybe the last thing I would want to do is, if I can get up after the breaking your knees and shoulders and head, I'm going to get up and pull a tooth out and draw a boat on the stone wall in the dark. Okay.
Yeah, really? I guess they were desperate to leave their mark, the Knights Templars.
And here comes Robot's tow truck on Oak Island. This is the E-cone, the bottom boulder of Nolan's Cross. Everybody knows where this boulder was, right? It's on the bottom one. And some people said it was an entrance to a tunnel. I remember some theorists saying under Cone E, somewhere around there is an entrance. And then I was asked also if Gary, after Marty jumped in the mud to pull the stone out, obviously he had to put the metal detector down there. They just don't show us the stuff, right?
Right, exactly. Because I thought Gary would go first. So I was surprised.
Who knows what they're doing? Like I said, I was still shocked that Marty just jumped in there. You know, Dr. Spooner was looking around, and then Marty goes in there with his hands, which Dr. Spooner should do, because Dr. Spooner is looking for a specimen to date under the boulder. So I got more confused there also.
Yeah, I have to admit I was shocked.
Lot 10, at the center of the island, that's where that boulder is. Right there. E, right there on the bottom. I'm sorry, it came out a little blurry for some reason. And here's the two more people involved. Tow truck operators. Here they are.
Yeah, they are. Part of Billy's business team, I think.
Probably pulls out all of Billy's heavy machinery when it gets stuck in the mud and everything and breaks down. This guy picks up his big machinery to get it fixed and repaired.
Right. They do a good job.
Andre says, the temples were stonemasons, artists. Those are pretty crude drawings for such artists. Yeah, but if your arm's broke and your fingers are cut off, whatever they did in the torture chamber, you're not going to draw a Mona Lisa.
Yeah, especially if you're using your fingernails or teeth.
Yeah.
Gene wants to know, do you think they will pull more cone stones? We don't know, but that could happen, I'm sure.
Mm. Here they are hooking it up. Cone E has never been moved by their understanding.
And Scott says after dropping the boulder, it might have compressed the material under it. That's true, it might have.
Right. My big question in this photo is who's the guy with the crutches? That's what I ask. I don't look at the boulder. So who's the guy with the crutches? See him? Next to Marty.
I never noticed that. Did not notice that.
It does not look like a metal detector.
Well, I'm sure it's not.
So to me, one of the fellowship are on crutches. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of the tow truck drivers. I don't know.
Yeah, Daniel says he's surprised they never did check under it before this. I am surprised as well. If they think there could be a entrance there, then you would have thought they would have gone under there years ago.
Well, right now, what material do they really have on the island? They're in the garden shaft and they're drilling holes, and that's it. So this is something to go back to the island and actually do something on the island, on Nolan's Cross. You know, they got it all figured out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, that's true.
Ton boulder. You still think it's 20 tons?
I would not know, John. I just know it's darn big.
Yep. I see a lot of sticks under this rock in this picture.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I sure thought Dr. Spooner, just like the stick he took out from underneath the stone pathway and paveway, I see about 30 of them right there.
Right. Yeah, it almost seems like Marty jumped in ahead of Ian, and Ian just didn't get to do what he needed to do.
Who knows? Here's a spy eye view from the top of the crane. I thought it was interesting.
Wow.
And now Billy is going to put the bucket against the rock, because the rock can go back in the hole, or one of those cables or wraps can break. All on the safety, and there's the bucket head against this whatever ton boulder to hold it back. So they're all set to go in there. And there's another picture. Yeah, I think it is the tow truck driver on crutches.
Okay.
Next to Steve there.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Dr. Spooner getting right in there. And he also has a pole digger. But we didn't see any pole digger go in the hole to take a special item out of this hole. Did we, guys? Because I'm losing my mind on last night's episode. I'm missing a lot.
I did not see that at all last night.
So you see the pole holes digger, right, guys?
Yes. Oh, if that's Ian right there, then maybe he wanted to use it under the rock, under the boulder.
Yeah, but I'm saying I didn't see it.
No. If he did, they didn't show it.
Hello, turf monster. Going into the dark side, the dark material. Then Dr. Spooner has his little trowel. Then we get right down into what looks to me like just sea horizon. Yeah, what did you do with the pole digger? And for some reason, Marty jumps in there and sticking his hand all on the bottom underneath where the boulder was. And there's Billy doing his thing. And Marty's giving somebody the rock that he found, that he thought it was concrete, Scott, and inside this rock or clay or whatever this rock is of, they found that hair in next week's episode. It's called Hairy Situation, episode 24. There's the location of the boulder from an above head shot. He thought it was cement. It's worth getting tested. To look for anything they can find on the bottom of them, on the bottom of this hole, before they put the rock right back where it belongs. Did they check the bottom of the rock for any kind of carvings? I don't know. They must have, right?
I would think they would, John.
And Gary, to metal detect this hole, before they put the boulder back in the hole, we're taking that for granted. And I hope they did. And now we go to Bornholm, Denmark, to the church in Denmark. It's believed to be constructed by the members of the Templars, the Knights Templars in the 12th century, guys. These are the actual rune stones that were outside that are now inside the building. And I thought of Scott Walter, what he does, like the rune stones, and reads them.
Right. Yes. Would be nice to know what he thinks they say.
Here he is. They're trying to find if the rune stones have the same symbols of the 90-foot stone, if you believe the 90-foot stone is real. No rocks were hurt in this episode.
Very good.
Lars. Here's the church on the left. Here's the supposedly 90-foot stone, X. Here's the arrow, the church on the left. On the right, the 90-foot stone. The two dots on the church, the two dots on the 90-foot stone. The double T on the church, the double T on the 90-foot stone. The illustration most certainly shows what might be a cross, a Templar cross, on top of that. Now, this poor lady with her chair on top of these rocks has got me shaky again. Jean Cordua. Historian. This massive rock face that features. It's always strange to me why, you know, they would just write on rocks all the time. I mean, they didn't invent paper or anything like that, but just to have a direction of a place that's forever. I mean, you carve something in a rock deep, not unless they blow it up or dig it up, that's there forever. You know what I mean, Judy?
Right, exactly, John. And they were sure people would see it long after them.
And not know what the heck they carved into it, but I thought this was very interesting. In the 13th century, records. I thought this cube was very interesting last night.
Yes, I saw a show on that once, and I can't remember who was in it, but they actually went out on a Viking ship. Mm. This was not long ago, and had one of those and used it. It was quite remarkable to see them use it.
Yep, a translucent mineral block. Well, if you got this, in Gaspanti's dial, you can never get lost on the ocean, right?
There you go. We're all set.
In order to navigate the high seas, as would allow you to track the sun and hope to God you have stars on a dark night or there's no storm, otherwise you're lost.
Right on, John.
And that's why there were so many shipwrecks, right?
Exactly. That's exactly why it happened.
And they drove right into a hurricane. Well, I guess that's it for today. Oops. Hey, Margarita, why did you light that cigar? I thought that was the North Star. Well, here she is pointing to where that other comparison is. And I like this one comparison, not this comparison, always this cross and the four dots with the H-O stone. Even though it's seen all over the world, Judy, that's what it seems to be.
It certainly does so.
But how many times do we see that? You know what I mean?
A lot of times, John. I've lost count.
Unbelievable. Well, that was about 100 and something screenshots from last night's episode.
Wow.
It was a lot. It was really a lot, you know?
Oh, Daniel says that that is a very ancient symbol. So it's very old, so it's likely to be in many places.
Yep.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yep. All right. Don't forget, hashtag hat for a free quest hat. We're going to see a video from the summer of 2023, like usual. We'll get people to put the hashtag hat in. Then we'll come back and let me know if you see the video, hear the video of Oak Island. Hello, Hobbies Hobo. And then we'll draw for the quest hat. And then we'll get out of here. Okay, Judy, let's see how this video goes.
Okay.
Hello, Pauline Johns. Please put hashtag hat in the YouTube StreamYard live video chat. You put it in Facebook, not going to happen. All right, here we go. Ready, Judy?
Ready. Thank you.
go.
Oh, beautiful, John. He does a beautiful job.
And Robot asked again, with 360 islands located, why pick Oak Island? Was the last island closest to the mainland? You can't see it when you're coming in. That's all we got for 11 years, Robot. All right, so let me see how many's. We got 21 entries for the hat. Let me get over there, guys. Hold on.
Good luck, everybody.
We got 21 entries for a free Quest hat. Don't forget, if you win a hat, email me at thequestofoakisland@aol.com. Or if you're on Facebook group, PM me. And if you're international, I do need your phone number for stamps.com. And if you want a hat, let me know if I can remember, and we'll just redraw. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Amy Hoagland is the winner.
Congratulations, Amy. And don't forget to send a picture, please.
There's the winner. Is she in the chat? He's got Facebook on there. He's got the Facebook.
I have not seen her name, I don't think. But she must be.
Yep, there we be.
Okay.
And the quicker you give me your address, the quicker you get the hat. Very, very good. Well, guys, we're getting down to the end of the season. During the off season, like last year, you know, we'll have some interviews. We hope we get some drone footage, and we'll just play it by ear. I'm very busy taking care of my parents, so that's going to be taking a lot of my time. But you got to do what you got to do. As long as it's now happening towards the off season, it's sort of a good thing, Judy, you know what I mean? That I get busy.
Right. It'll be easier on you, John, yeah. All the way around.
Amy,
it's difficult in life as it is.
Amy, you won a Quest hat. So send me your address at thequestofoakisland@aol.com. If you're international, I need your phone number to give you a Quest of Oak Island hat free around the world. Amy Hoagland, you're a winner. There she is.
Enjoy the hat.
Yep. All right, Judy, if you want to say your goodbyes, I'll say my goodbyes and get out of here.
All righty. Hey, everybody, it's been another fun night. I've enjoyed it so much. Being in your company and John's on Wednesday nights makes me a happy gal. I love you all very much. Enjoy Oak Island this coming Tuesday night, and I will see you with John on Wednesday night. And in the meantime, please, everybody, please be safe, and good night.
Okay, Judy, talk to you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you pre-show next Tuesday, episode 24, Hairy Situation. We go back into a cave, so we're still on vacation over there in Europe on next week, and see what this hairy situation is. On a pre-show Tuesday, and Judy will be with me Wednesday night for the podcast of the Tuesday night show, Hairy Situation. As I always tell you members, what do I say? You guys must hear this a million times. Always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are, for a tomorrow is never given. You never know. With this crazy, crazy world, real bad, real bad. The needle's getting real crazy. So as my friend Jan says, you keep smiling. As Judy says, you always stay safe as much as you can. You got to stay strong. You got to stay positive. You got to have the vibes of positivity and repel all that negativity. Don't even be with negative stuff. Be positive. If you can't physically or mentally, there's a lot of professional people out there that can help you achieve these goals. So thank you for joining me and Judy tonight. I'll see you Tuesday pre-show. You'll see Judy and me on Wednesday for episode 24. Then after that, it's the final episode of The Curse of Oak Island. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you. Take care and bye-bye.